Colonel Paul F. Hughes.
And now tell me about your position in the Queen's Own
okay.
Rifles.
Okay. In most Army units, there's two honorary positions. One is called the Honorary Colonel, that's me, and Honorary Lieutenant Colonel is Dick Cowling. You may have met him earlier, guy with a short haircut. Anyway, so there's two honorary positions per unit, and they go on, I think the term is 3 years, and you can get an extension, that sort of thing. It's unpaid, and we just represent, we're the sort of godfathers, if you will, of the regiment.
And were you in the Queen's
yes.
Own before?
I joined in 1962 as a rifleman. I went to university, and after that I got commissioned in the Queen's Own and rose through the ranks. This is in Toronto, all
yes.
happened in Toronto.
Yeah.
I became the 2IC, second in command, and my civilian employer, because I was in the militia, my civilian employer transferred me from Toronto to Calgary for a 6-month assignment, and I'm still there.
And who's your employer?
It was at that time Xerox Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And now my wife, I left there about 20 years ago, and my wife and I own and run a staffing agency in Calgary.
Okay.
Yep.
So you live in Calgary full time now?
We do, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And so how do you feel about the 150th? And
it's amazing. It's amazing milestone. I mean, 150 years. Well, we were formed before Canada was formed. We're 6 years. We were formed in 1860, and Canada was 67. So 7 years prior to the Canada being formed. And I think our first battle was in Ridgeway in, I think it was 1866. And we had, 10 or 12 guys killed in Ridgeway. And one of the projects we're doing for the 150th is because their gravestones are totally eaten away. They're limestone, and the acid rain has totally eaten them away. So you can't even recognize the names or any of the inscriptions. And what we're doing is we're gradually replacing all of the tombstones of the chaps that were killed at Ridgeway in 1866.
And where are they? Where are they?
They're
buried?
In Toronto. Well, no, they're all in Ontario. Majority are in Toronto, and then there's a few scattered around in smaller centers. But at the end of this year, we will have them all replaced with brand new headstones, and because you just can't, the old ones are just unreadable.
How wonderful, and this will
be
the
commanding officer's wife did all the research. She went and found them, went to the graveyards, plotted them where they were, because you can't. What happened is they eventually fell over.
Yes.
And they were grown over with grass, and when we went and looked at them, we had these others replaced. You couldn't even read the inscriptions. Amazing.
So all the information's been found, and
yep.
then it's going to be a legacy then
yep.
to redo
this. One of the things that we're doing for 150 years.
How wonderful.
And we wrote a band book, and there's various other things that we've done, sort of legacy. And the bursary. I think the bursary is a great idea, because
yes.
that'll be ongoing.
Right.
Forever. We'll give out bursaries each year to someone connected with the regiment.
Very nice. So you have a busy week.
We're off to Calgary tomorrow morning, bright and early. Do several events in Calgary, a dedication memorial, which will be located where Curry Barracks used to be, but has now been all redeveloped. But it'll be put on the site of Curry Barracks, and a dinner like this on Thursday night, and then we're off to Toronto Friday. Friday, there's a number of things in Toronto. There's a meet and greet, and there's a visit of the Regimental Museum, which is in Castle Loma. Was built by a Queen's Own commanding officer. Then a dinner, and then a church parade on the Sunday. And we're hoping that Princess Alexandra can make it to Toronto for the final leg of the 150th.
Fingers crossed. Wouldn't
that
be a nice way to end
the week?
Oh, it'd
be great if
yeah.
she could make it. We look forward to it. I talk to her secretary every morning and get an update. So far, it hasn't been good, but she said today it's looking a little more positive for the end of the week. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, I hope so. And I wonder if I could take your picture.
Sure.
Okay.